Hi, good evening. This is Candia Sanders on the Odyssey program tonight. My co-host Mike Schultz is off for the evening. However, I do want you to be aware of him because he's an awesome guy. I want you to go on to BBS Radio and check out Mike and scroll down to his information and check out his incredible CDs and DVDs that he has created on the Sands of Time. He is our expert on all things ancient and mystical. So if you have a moment, please check out his information. It's worth the time. So in the meantime, I get the show tonight. Again, my name is Candia Sanders, and I'm here for the next hour. We will be taking phone calls all evening for any of those who are listening and have questions to ask. We have several toll-free numbers on the website that you can check. Call in and ask any question from relationships to finance to history, health, whatever you want to talk about tonight. We are all open and waiting. I have a special guest on with me tonight who is an incredible astrologer as well as a tarot card reader. Her name is Diana Payne, and she is from Southern California, and we will bring her on in just a minute. What I was looking into was some information. I got this incredible, you know how people send stuff to you on the internet all the time. Sometimes you take time to read it, sometimes you don't. And this one I happened to take the time to peruse, and it was about a gentleman named Bill Gray, who was a healer in the 70s that Ruth Montgomery wrote about in one of her early books called Born to Heal. Now, for those who haven't taken the time to read any old Ruth Montgomery books, it is worth your while. She was an incredible author, and she did a lot of channeling in her later years. She's originally been a reporter. In the book Born to Heal, ironically, it's one of the few books of hers I haven't read. The gentleman that she was talking about, Bill Gray, in her book, she actually called him by another name, Bill A, actually. And what he talked about, and this is the reason I'm leading into Diana, what he talked about over and over again is the predisposition due to our astrological signs of our physical bodies and how that then affects us over the course of our lives. And I thought it was pretty poignant that I just got this on the internet, and then to have Diana as my guest, I thought it was perfect timing. So with that, I would like to introduce Diana to join me tonight. Hello, Diana.
Hello. I'm here.
Oh, good. And we called her out of a class she was taking tonight, so we are most appreciative. So I appreciate you joining me here tonight.
Oh, my pleasure.
Well, good. Now, okay, we're going to just jump right into this because it sounded like that we had some callers already queued up, which is awesome. But in the meantime, I'd like to have you introduce yourself a little bit, tell us what you do, and then if you could perhaps explain a little more about the predisposition on the astrological level of our physical bodies. Because that then corresponds into what it is I do with my healing and the energetic work and the intuitive readings I do with people.
Right. Well, okay, that's a mouthful. Yeah, let me just start off. I guess I would call myself a metaphysician because I've studied much of the secret arts or the sciences that have been handed down through centuries of ancient men, and so I got involved because I wanted to understand the mysteries behind life, or I should say the principles. And of course, we've been lucky to have such incredible minds bring it to the forefront in our society, like Jung and Joseph Campbell, and talking about these archetypes and talking about these new ideas where we're no longer looking at life in a superstitious way that God is outside ourselves and wanting to punish us, but that we are aspects of God, we are creators, and that we, it's as simple as science. It's a principle like gravity, and that we're slowly understanding that these principles, when applied, always work, and they work whether we're aware of it or not. And we were talking the idea about astrology is really back to that idea of attraction, and since that seems to be the big key with the latest lingo now is the law of attraction, and birds of a feather flocking together, I think astrologically we vibrate at a certain frequency which affects our body. And I think we can change our bodies by just our attitudes, but it certainly creates the kind of involvement or the kind of environment and the people around by the things that we are drawing to us, because in a sense it really is us. So, and I know you work with energy, Candia, and you can see how this energy is so dynamic with just exchanges of one another and being more aware of that.
Oh, absolutely. And what's fascinating, though, is I had never thought about it necessarily. With the exception of talking to you about, as an example, I have a son who is a Virgo. And through Diana's expertise, she would say, well, because of that, he is more inclined to be sensitive. And it is absolutely dialed. I had never really thought about it, of the predisposition of bodies in relationship to the astrological signs, and that's why I asked. I just look at energy as energy and frequency as frequency, and you're absolutely
right.
Dialed. You said that everybody vibrates at a different level.
Well, and I think I'm really excited about being in a place where we're getting away from finding problems with ourselves, that we are people we need to fix, so we've got these, you know, that we're people that are wounded or problems. I say we start focusing more on what if we don't really have to change, that we are, when we honor who we are and we trust that who we are is enough. Each sign has strengths, and each sign, you know, we don't have to be at all everywhere. It's being able to celebrate our individualities, and our sun signs are so powerful in recognizing our specialness and where we are connected to God. And trusting it. Yes, trusting it.
That's a great way of putting it. Because, again, I had just gotten this, and I had never thought about that, so I thought, well, I'm going to ask the expert on this, because in that regard, I don't have the information for the... all the education on it.
Well, and you as an Aquarian, being you're so great at bringing these ideas to man, you really do understand that there are scientific laws that you work with. And it's all about this frequency that we're discovering, that life isn't solid. It is all energy.
It's all energy.
And that we can shift it.
Well, that's what's so great about living, choosing to live at this point in time, because going back 100 years even 50 years ago, we didn't have the science on the forefront to explain and validate what the mystics have been saying for centuries. And that's what makes living today, and the reason, the choices that we as individuals, as souls, that we came at this point in time when everything is joining in this mass of energy, you know, where we have this great opportunity to take this energy and flip it into the next reality, to spin off into our own next world of creation. And in this, and I read this, again, this is another thing I read about this nanosecond of time, and it makes perfect sense because everything is amped up. But by choosing this time, we have this ability to delve into that, to actually, again, have science validate what it is that we're seeing and working with, so that even 10 years ago, we were thought of as crazy people. I mean, it hasn't been that long ago that the world that we live in was mainstream. Today, it's been this gradual shift. I mean, now you see acupuncture as accepted. You see essential
Reiki
oils
is coming in. Right.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And it's great because everybody goes, oh, you're a Reiki master. Oh, great. How fabulous is that? Or you're this and that. Or again, even 10 years ago, wasn't accepted, and you're getting that now in healthcare practices across the country, where you have the ability to go in and have a massage and have it be normal. It's great. It's awesome.
Right. Right.
So okay. In terms of, are there with each of the signs, are there individual things that you find? Again, this is based on what this healer, and he had some very interesting things to say. That again, this is back in the 60s and 70s, early 70s, so, you know, almost 40 years ago, virtually 40 years ago. So he was so ahead of his time in terms of what he was doing with energy and healing at that time. And then, again, the throw in the astrological part I thought was very interesting.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Absolutely.
So, I mean, well, what I should say, is there something with that, though? I mean, in terms of the signs that you would say, like you said, like Virgo was more sensitive, or, I mean, in relationship. For example, isn't there something to do with Aquarius that has to do with circulation?
Sure. Certainly with Aquarius, it does rule circulation, and a lot of times Aquarians have a tendency to have very cold extremities. You know, they have cold feet or cold hands, and it's sort of connected to, a lot of times when they're not in circulation, if they're not with the people, because it's very much a people, like humanity sign. So it's important for Aquarians to be out amongst people and be involved with a global kind of concept of mankind as a group, instead of looking at the individual personalities. That's just circulation, but it's I think that all of those ideas are the things that are part of the inner process that I think works with the sign. For instance, you know, Aquarian would be the circulation, but that's just showing where your energy is when it's not flowing.
Okay, that makes sense.
When it's not flowing, you have to get cold.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, I would take you know, just as being Aquarius, I would say that's absolutely apropos. It's to me, it's fascinating, because, again, when I do a reading with someone, I look at the energy fields and go into their stories and their lives, multiple lives, into their family stories, and don't necessarily bring it up. And that's why, to me, learning from you is really fascinating.
Well, look at the idea that you just said about the stories and the energy in the stories. Isn't it amazing that when we tell our story to people, we've energized it, and we bring it alive by putting more energy into it? It's almost as if we really want to change the story, we've got to stop talking about it.
Okay, I like that idea.
Yeah, I'm talking about the ones that, you know, we want to interrupt. You know, not the pretty stories, not the happy stories, but the ones that, you know, people always say, oh, gosh, you wouldn't believe what happened to me yesterday. I mean, it's one thing to talk about yesterday. It's another thing when someone says, oh, well, look what they did to me, and it happened 10 years ago or 5 years ago. Or, you know, we talk the cliche of when we talk about what our folks did to us. You know, it's like, okay, it's done.
Yeah. And yet, at the same time, this is where it gets to be very fascinating. I am totally on board with that, because I get very short-tempered, I guess, almost. Sometimes, like, okay, I'm done already. However, there are times when I read people's energy fields, and, of course, it's the energy around the body that has to do with it. You know, that's where all the stories are held, is actually outside the body. And then you can get into the body and actually find other stories too. But so much of the bigger picture is caught in those fields. Now,
do you find the stories that you have to interrupt are connected to other stories?
Right, they are. And they keep leading me someplace else. Now, it's funny, I just had a brain freeze in that regard, because I was going a certain direction with that, because within the fields is where you find so much. And what's fascinating, what I was going to go, I just, like I said, I had a brain freeze there for a second, is that in that diving into a particular space of frequency or into a particular location in the body, there are those moments, that emotional energy that still gets trapped in there from a particular event that did happen in someone's life, that they are still telling the story. And so until it gets removed, and when I say removed, to me, it has to do with transmuting the energy into a brighter space of light, then they can release that story, because they get stuck, and then the brain goes, you know, haywire and repeats the same old tapes over and over again until they say, stop, eject, stop already, and let's put in a new CD. And
okay.
Get rid of the old tapes.
Right.
And that's where I feel it's very difficult for us to be, you know, to let go of that. Now, I have a sense that we have a caller on. Do we have a caller on?
Hello?
Yes. Thank you for joining us here on the Odyssey Show tonight. And I'm Candy, and I've got Diana on. Do you have a question for us tonight?
Hi, my name's Jocelyn Street.
Jocelyn! Hey there. How are you, girl?
I'm doing fine. I'm healing, and I wanted some extra help from you two to see if there's something I'm missing. I've had this sinus infection now for a week, and it's slightly better, but my husband is tired of taking care of the kids, and I need a little extra help.
Okay. Well, I also want to share, too, with about Jocelyn. Jocelyn is an amazing healer herself. She has jumped in full feet into Reiki and also lives in Southern California. I was fortunate enough to meet her about a year and a half ago and have worked with her over the past year. And it's been a real treat to watch her grow and expand her own healing. Now, what happens, before I get into you, my dear, is the fact that, and I want to really make this clear, is that we just can't always see our own stuff, and that's because the universe set it up that way. That's why I've got you in my life as my client and friend, and Diana as this, you know, this brilliant woman who has all this wealth of information to mirror and, you know, back and forth to each other, because we can't see our own stuff. So let me just look at your energy. While I'm pulling up her energy, Diane, if you have any hits on it, I will take it, let you take it for a second.
Well, I just get a feeling here, a little bit of an issue around, it just feels like the exchange of energy in the home front isn't balanced enough. There's almost a feeling of, I feel it has something to do with love. And it may be either receiving or being able to receive. Yeah, that's the feeling that I'm getting. Have there been something going on?
Oh, there's a lot going on.
Oh, yeah. Okay. And you know what shows up, too? That's brilliant, by the way, not knowing anything that was going on. What I'm seeing with you is the bacteria is still active. Virus is kicked down. And it really feels, you know, that the emotional component of that is, I'm going to validate Diana's words, what it really feels like is that, and I helped just neutralize that bacteria, but this is about, I would absolutely say that it has to do with recreating balance so that you're not taking on the burden. You're taking, all your time is taken up with everybody else's, and there's so little time left over for you. That
yeah.
Your body finally said, this is it. I can't do this anymore. I'm checking out for a while. And what happened, then your immune system dropped. The thymus level, the thymus gland, which I'm helping to activate right at this moment, is you know, needs to be jump-started because your whole immune system dropped down very low. And it's because of even though there's help and love and support, it's just the balance has been so off because of all the stresses that are going on in your world that it's just, it's almost as if you said on a soul level, that's it. I need time for me. I don't care how I get it. And in this case, then your body said, oh, okay, guess what? I'm going to let a virus activate and I'm going to let a bacteria in, which is something you just never do.
Yeah.
You know, so that's really what this is about. And yet this is where you've got to relax. My sense is if you just relax with it and say, thank you for giving me what I've needed, that it'll turn the corner. And just let everybody else do their thing because there's still that part of you that feels guilty.
Oh, sure.
That you're not in there taking care of everybody else but you. This is all about you.
And receiving. I think it's something about receiving. The vulnerability of receiving in. For her, allowing.
Yeah, because it's true. I would agree with that because there's still that part within you to want to run everything, to control everything, to make sure it's all done well, and then trusting that the household will still be run really, really well without you, and knowing that you can rely on them.
My husband
and that all the little
great
pieces.
Job.
Pardon me?
My husband's doing a great job. I think he's tired, and I miss being with the kids. And, you know, I'm used to being a stay-at-home mom, so, yeah, I take everything on. You know that. And balance is always a challenge. But, so that's, it's something I'm constantly working on.
Well, you know what? In your defense, that's what we're all working on.
Yeah.
We all have our moments with balance. When I had a class here in the Portland area a week ago, I put it out to the group, what do you guys want to talk about today? And one of the questions was balance. And that's really true for all of us because life gets in the way, and it's hard to draw the line in the sand to say, nope, I need some space. I need to carve out an hour just for me. And it's challenging. So I guess the biggest thing is to give yourself a break, pat yourself on the back for doing a great and wonderful job. And let me just check. Let me see. Diane, if you have any others, I'm going to just do a little quick check on our meridians.
Well, I think one of the most powerful things to focus in on that would probably really shift it is just do a wonderful, just keep focusing on love. I think love, the love for that the universe has for you and opening up to that infinite source that's always there and allow more of that in, I think would probably just shift it. And of course your appreciation of what a great guy is looking after the kids and reciprocating through love communication. I just think love, I think the love will just balance it out, and knowing that you're valuable and you're loved deeply.
And while she was talking and that, I was just giving you some energy in your lymphatics, mm-hmm. in your spleen, in your liver. Your heart meridian shows up too. I'm going to give some energy on that. And also, you know what, too? All of this, nothing is showing up at all in under the physical body. And for those who are listening, I work with the physical, the mental, and emotional bodies. And then I take it one step further, depending on the issue, into the sexual body as well as the ancestral body. And in this case, right now, everything is focused in your emotional body. So it is. It's all a matter of processing the emotions. And yet, ironically, I'm sure you're going, I'm done with this already. I'm good. I'm really good. But what happens is, even though you've emotionally already processed it, it is so much slower in our body to get it, to react and kick it back in, because we've allowed the body to get so far down. And it just takes so much longer on the physical level. Of course, we all want instant magic, and I believe in instant magic, and yet, you know, even if you fall down the stairs and skin your knee, you'll have a scab for a couple of days. It's not going to instantly go away. We don't quite have that belief pattern yet. I believe we are going to that. We're just in the processes of. So to me, this is about you know, just relaxing, shifting. I'm trying to think if there's anything else. And the other thing, too, is that with the Reiki is just to remember to not be the channel. Mm-hmm. And that, I really feel, kind of took you down the rabbit hole.
Yeah. Yeah, I've been practicing bringing the energy down in front of me, like you told me, and in a ball of light in my hands, and I've been working on myself that way. And it seems to be working. I felt better the other night. I was just really, really in pain in my sinuses, and I worked on myself that way, and it seemed to help. A few hours later, I seemed to all of a sudden kind of everything up there loosened up and opened up quite a bit. So I'm going to keep practicing that. So you don't see anything on the physical level? It's all emotional?
It's all on the emotional body. Every time I, that's why I asked Diana to check in while I'm doing this, because, you know, I can do, you know, I talk and work at the same time. However, for those who can't see it, it looks, you know, silence is kind of boring. So it's like, okay, everything just totally checked out on that emotional body. And the energy level is low. Let me get that going up on it. And, of course, underneath that is a little happiness. Got to trigger and, you know, activate the happiness and the joy in there. Get that going. And that balance between head and heart is off. Let's get that going. And what I mean by that is we have a tendency to either stay in our head and not balance out the emotions. And this is what I really feel that we are moving towards as a globe, as a planet, having the ability to balance out our emotions. Because if you look back over the course of your life, the only things that really matter were not the titles of the job, but the people that you interacted with and the emotional gratification that you got from each step along the way. It's not that I got this or that. It's the satisfaction of the emotional feeling and comfort from each situation. So to me, learning more about the balance between using our intelligence but activating our emotions, and that's where I feel looking at all three bodies is really, really important. And with you, it's just that the emotional world got overwhelmed with so many things to do on your calendar that your body just said, whoosh. So I feel number one is having the balance and having the workload at home, and like Diana said, having, you know, loving that, the balance, and not letting it get to the point where you're so overwhelmed where you just stop and say, oh, it's perfect enough today, I'm going to bed.
Yeah, yeah. Or go and do something you love. Go and buy some fresh cut flowers, or go sit in the sun, or do things that really give you, that you get connected back to your source.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Oh, yeah, it always makes sense.
And that's so simple. And yet, you know, this is what's so amazing, is that we are all such mirrors for each other, because you are not alone. It's funny, I had to go to the grocery store today, and I was talking to different ones, you know, because I go to the same grocery store, so I know everybody there. And so I'm talking to somebody behind the fish counter. I'm talking to somebody over in the deli counter, you know, all that. And it was fascinating talking to all these different women behind the counter and their frustrations lately and the energy that's going on. So it's like everybody was overwhelmed and in a very hectic mood. So it's all of us. It's amped up. I do feel, too, that because of these shootings that have happened in America, that there has been this national grieving. So there is, our emotions have been amped up.
Yeah.
You know, just because it's a part of our reality, even though we'd all like to shove it under the carpet and ignore it. And the ironic twist of it, of course, from the big divine picture, there are no accidents.
Right.
And so there was a reason for all of this. Everybody signed up for that part of the contract, whatever that meant to that soul, and I'm not going to dive into that, but that energy that has kind of pervaded over the country, I feel, has affected all of us individually in different ways, depending on where we are. And if you have been emotionally, you know, busy, and then physically, you know, letting the immune system drop, those emotions can also override all of us, you individually, me individually, and that then, of course, can prolong things on a physical level, if that makes sense. Because it's, like I said, all these different people I talked to, it was just fascinating. It was just, Diane and I were talking earlier about synchronicity, and it's like, wow, 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 you too, huh? Okay. So it's happening. I think it's been the last week and a half. And it doesn't matter who it is that I talk to. Everybody has a feeling, kind of that out of balance feeling, out of sorts.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I agree. And it definitely brings it home for me, having two boys, and just reminding me, wanting to do the best job I can with them.
Oh, and you're an incredible mother.
This is happening a lot. This is happening way more than it should be. And what can we all do?
Well, that is a really good question, actually. And from my belief, here's the ironic twist. Here's the paradox, is not to focus on it. Bless them, love them, the family, send them love, because if I were in their shoes, it would be crushing, because I also have two boys.
Yes.
Send them love, and yet at the same time, then focus then on the healing. Focus on all the great things that happen on all the campuses across the United States, so that we don't live in fear, because
right.
What it does is it generates more fear. And then we go, you know, so many of our rights have been taken away anyway. You know, the more everything gets more and more and more and more and more clamped down. So rather than let that happen, the more we focus on all the positive and all the good things and all the blessings that we have in our life, that is, it's like putting the rock in the water in the pond that ripples out. And that's how we can change it. It's literally, we have to start with us. We can't focus on it, because that's when we go into the probabilities. This takes us back into the science that we were talking about earlier, into quantum physics, and how we can then create our own probabilities, and we can have our own dimension, our own Earth, in essence, that spins off into its own positive reality. And that's where I'm focusing. Absolutely, I'm not going to go down the rabbit hole. Been there, done that, did Atlantis, not doing it again. You know, I want to move it in another direction. And I believe we're all powerful enough. So many people that are here have been here from the early times, from Atlantean times, from Lemurian times, that are back here to recreate and not let that happen again. So that's what you can do. But I do feel that it has had its influence on all of us individually, and especially if your immune system is down, which is where you have been.
I think I was already sick when that happened, and I don't watch the news, but of course you hear about it, and it affects you, especially if you're sensitive like me. It definitely affects you emotionally.
Oh, absolutely. We're all sensitive too, and you are on the heightened end of that. Absolutely on the heightened end of that.
Is there anything I can do about that?
I'm sorry, I didn't hear you.
Is there anything I can do about that? You always say how sensitive I am. Is that a bad or a good thing?
I think it's a positive thing. I'm also highly, highly sensitive. I mean, I blow up computers. I can't have anything electronically around me. I blow it up. And I'm sure that there are things, I was told somebody, there are things that you can activate within your body to help mellow that out. However, I'm not going to worry about it. You know, it all balances out on its own anyway. And the more you keep yourself in your light, your own particular light of color with your boundaries up. And again, it's not to keep people out, but behaviors and emotions that you don't need to have charged in your circle of energy and frequency around you. So the more you stay there and listen to your heart as to when it's time to go someplace or sometimes to leave someplace, that's your best indicator of all. Not that you need to be an isolationist. It's just that sometimes, okay, we've stayed here long enough, it's time to leave now.
Yeah.
And that's how you learn how to balance. Diana, do you have any words?
I read a very interesting article today about how it is real important for us to discriminate with the people in our lives or the relationships in our lives, as well as what's going on around us, because there are many levels of evolution going on. There's some people that are a little more advanced than others. Some people are functioning out of a very base emotional level. And this isn't a judgment call as much as discriminating in terms of, if you are involved with someone who is emotionally still dealing with base emotions, what happens is that you start taking on their karma, because they're not open and receptive of getting impressed upon your frequency because they're too dense. And I'm just talking energy-wise, not mentally.
Right.
So what happens a lot of times is, if we start feeling their energies, then we start attaching to their energies. And we want to create a sense of separation. Blessing, certainly, of everyone is where they're supposed to be, but not taking on someone else's, it's boundaries. It's boundaries and understanding that everyone is doing whatever gig they're here to do. Nothing's by accident, but it's also recognizing you have a choice whether, like she says, you don't have to go down that rabbit hole. You don't have to have a denser frequency impress it on you so that you start walking around with it.
I do the boundaries.
Wash your hands a lot.
I do the boundaries every day, sometimes a few times a day. What other suggestions do you have for not taking on other people's stuff? Because Candy is always saying that that's part of my physical weight issues, that I'm still taking on other people's stress.
You want to look at the emotional impact of what that creates for you. As we all know, that we're all functioning with a body full of chemistry. You know, we have so many peptides going on in our bodies where we get a certain emotional jolt in us when we do something. And sometimes we identify with our emotions thinking that if I don't empathize with someone, then it may look like I don't care. So what happens then a lot of times is we get involved with other people's emotions and, you know, in this empathy and starting to take on their energy when, in a sense, we have to say, wait a minute, right now you're just really clear saying that isn't my story. That isn't mine. And even in your clarity, you can, it will help with the separation. And to create that boundary saying, I'm not, you know, it's being around people who are maybe highly drama, you know, people, where you say, I don't want to take this ride. And it's always up to you. It's always your choice. It's knowing what your business is and what their business is.
Mm-hmm. And I will take that one step further. I totally agree with what she said. It is a matter of choice. And you and I, and I'm going to put myself right in there, are pleasers. And so we end up taking on other people's things. And it's our choice. And it's when we draw the line and say, nope, you're on your own. And it doesn't mean you can't love them. It doesn't mean you can't be there for them. But they get to stand up on their own 2 feet because actually they're really capable of it. And somewhere in our psyche, one, we were taught to please, and at the other side of the coin is, well, how come we know better then?
But also, look, we get credit for, oh, look at how sensitive you are. You're picking up on everyone's emotions. Oh, you know, that person had a bad day, or this other person just got fired. We get credit. We get strokes from being sensitive of other people, and then there's no separation.
Right, that's also the flip side. That's really true. There is no separation. We're the ones
right.
Create. That's the paradox, once again. The separation, and yet we're all one. And so it's learning the fine line between the two. Does that make sense? I don't know if I'm explaining that well. Are you there?
I'm here.
Did we lose Jocelyn?
She may have taken off.
My end went real quiet really quickly. It's like, so what has happened? But I didn't
she
know
found,
that makes sense.
Oh, there she is. Is she there?
I can't hear. But that's the paradox of what we were talking about. That's the paradox, is that we are separate and yet we are one. And then where do you find the fine line between the two?
Well, choices and discrimination. Again, we can look at some. Is she there? Maybe her phone went out.
Yeah. Well, maybe she's still listening on the internet.
Hmm.
So anyway, we thank Jocelyn for coming. That must mean that we have another phone line available. So for those who are listening on the internet, please pick up the phone. We still have how much time? We still have 20 minutes. That if you have any questions that you would like to pose Diana and me, we are all ears and waiting to take your call when it comes to any direction you want to head. So here at BBS Radio, please check us out, look at the phone numbers, and give us a call here. I actually don't have the phone number right in front of me because I had to move away from my computer at the moment, so I don't have the number. So please, if you're listening to this, you're obviously on the internet, so please call Diana and I here tonight as my wonderful guest, my guest host, I guess is what I would call you tonight, since my... Oh, host Mike Schultz's presentation.
I'm a sub-host.
Sub-host, that'll work. But this is where it's really fun, this is where we can take it further and further and further, though, because we're, you know, when you start taking off the, or letting your brain go, okay, can we handle this, and you start going down the rabbit hole this direction and off on another quantum leap this way, because we are all the same, and yet we're separate. So that sounds to me like we have another caller in. Welcome to the Odyssey program.
Hello? Can you hear me?
Hello, yes. This is Candia.
Yeah. Oh, hi. This is Mark.
Mike?
Can
nice,
you hear me?
Nice to have you join us tonight.
Oh,
how are
yeah.
you tonight?
Well, I'm a little bit anxious, and I guess I wonder about that. maybe about how I can improve my outlook on life.
Outlook on life. Gotcha. Is it in all areas of your life?
Yeah, pretty much.
I
just kind of was hit over the head, I guess, with kind of feelings of angst tonight.
Oh, is this what you're saying is this is more recent, or has this been going on?
Well, it's been going on a lot, but it feels pretty acute just recently.
Well, okay, from my view, first and foremost, one of the first things that I feel is very, very important to overcome these things is, and again, Diana, you can interject any time as well, but when I look at people's energy and when I pull your energy up, and I guess I'm going to kind of, I don't know if you've listened to our program before, but I'm a real firm believer that everybody needs to stand in their light, and what happens is 99% of the planet does not, and standing in your light, which I'm going to help you right now, if you don't mind, I'm just going to move you right into your light. Let me just check you. You are, how I see you is that you came into this life on a purple ray. Purple ray corresponds to the third eye chakra, and it's having to do with service. I get a strong sense that you're not doing what you really want to do. You're doing something, you know, to pay the bills, and you're not doing what your heart says, your passion, your what you really want to do, what your brain and body are meant to do. And so what it's done because of different things along your life path has thrown you completely out of your light. If you could every morning visualize standing in your light, the purple light, and connecting you to source and then grounding you, that is a huge step in overriding any kind of angst. The next thing I'm going to help you with is you have no boundaries. This is what we were talking with the last caller about, is boundaries, because boundaries are very important. Now, that doesn't mean you keep other people out. It just keeps other people's emotions or negativities out of your personal frequency. Your frequency is your divine right to connect to source and ground you to the planet, period. Now, that, if we take it onto a scientific level, it doesn't matter how far out your boundaries go. If they go as far as China or right next to your body, you can still have somebody close to you, because it's just creating this sense of space that connects you to source. By having that, your life will really start to change, because what happens is you start taking on everybody else's energy, their emotions, their anger, their distraught, their whatever. You're taking it on and making it your own. And I'm feeling that right now, and also I'm helping you, and I'm just what I would call my cosmic vacuum and taking some of that energy out of your fields that you feel better. Does this make sense to you all? Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, it does.
Because that's really, really important. I mean, it's just such a simple, simple tool, and it will change your life. If you can just, and how you set up boundaries is you visually see them, you intentionally put them there, you put your hands out to your side as if you're holding up a wall, you move around in a circle every single morning like you're stretching. If you have someone in the room with you and they think it looks funny, just tell them, honey, I'm stretching. Put your hands out literally like you're holding up a wall, and you just move around in a circle so that your boundaries are completely there, and it's just your intention. And again, then you take your hands up to source and ground you. That will help. I mean, it's such a simple tool, but with the energy that you're taking on, that's why your anxiety is going way up. What it also does, it affects your nervous system. Your nervous system is amped up, too, because of it. Does that make sense?
Yes,
so how do you bring your nervous system back down? By learning how to breathe. Breathe from your abdomen. The next thing is to relax. Have a cup of relaxing tea. You know, like a kava or, you know, that sleepy time type of herb teas to start bringing your system back down. Read a happy book. Watch a funny movie. Anything, like Diana said earlier, go outside in the sun. Things that you can do to nurture yourself to get your anxiety, which is the angst that you're feeling, bringing it back down. At the same time, starting for you to really wrap your head and your heart around what you really want to do with your life. And if it means that you have to ultimately change your life to get what you want, so be it. Then, because your ultimate goal is to move to happiness. What is it that you're not doing that you really want to do?
Well, I guess maybe having a close relationship.
A corporation shift? Is that what you said?
No, close relationship with a partner.
Oh, okay. And are you wanting it or you don't want it?
Well, I like it, but I don't maybe think I'm ready in a lot of ways in terms of what I would do to the other person, in terms of just putting my trip on them, as it were.
Well,
I feel like I have a lot of issues.
The best thing you can do is be very honest and say, I love you, however, I need to take care of me first, because the best part of a relationship is being in relationship with yourself and knowing exactly what you need in your heart. And if your place and space right now is needing to grow in other ways in the relationship, then it's only fair that you're honest with the other person and let them know that you're wonderful, however, it's just not the right time. But what happens when you go there, I instantly feel, you instantly go into fear of being alone. You like having a relationship because it gives that sense of safety. Does that make sense?
Yes, it's very, very clear.
Yeah. And yet, so what you'll do is you'll hang in there and take less than what you really want. You know, you'll stay at status quo just to keep somebody around to keep yourself safe. So this is all about what in your life can make you safe, feel safe, without having to put that out for another person, which means taking care of your needs, which means addressing what is in your heart that's missing. What is it that you need to do to feel that? And that is following your heart. What is it you really want to do with your life? I mean, there was a great story about a woman who had gone to law school, had wanted to, you know, do all this in terms of climbing up the corporate ladder within the legal system, and then she found that she was not happy, and she quit and became a dog groomer and a dog walker, and was absolutely, she's a woman here in the Northwest who absolutely is ecstatic doing what she loves, even though she spent, you know, hundreds of thousands of dollars on her education. She is now truly happy, but she had to give up something. And that's the key for you, is to recognize what you need to shift, give up, and pursue. Maybe it's going back to school, taking some classes to do what it is that you really want to do. And that way you're fulfilling you instead of asking somebody else to try and fill the needs and then moving from relationship to relationship. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does. It feels pretty appropriate.
Diana, do you have anything to add?
Well, no. I think you getting right down to the nitty gritty. It's good. You know, I think there's a passion in you, Mike, that you guard it. It's like there's something you really want to do, and I feel like you're guarding it, and you're almost afraid to really get it out there because you're afraid that people are going to criticize it, or I just get this sort of feeling of defensiveness about it. Yet it's a passion of yours, and there's some really important passion, and if you have the courage and the power that is in you and trust it, it feels as if your head and your heart will come together. It's just you're split in half.
Does that make sense to you?
Yes.
So it's matter.
I mean, one minute you get yeah, 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 and the next minute it's no, no, no.
And just trust, you know, what do you have to lose? This is the crazy thing. We put the skits on ourselves, and we're the one who create our own fear. And really, what do we have to lose? I love the stories of the people that when they hit their 70th birthday, as an example, decide they're going to go jump out of an airplane because they really recognize, what do I have to lose? And there was a great movie, well, it's kind of a B-plus movie. It was with Queen Latifah, one of her most recent ones, about something holiday-ish. I can't remember the name of the movie. But in when I come back.
The Last Holiday.
I will laugh more and fear less. And it's really true. That's the key. Like I said, check out, go to the library, go read, check out some books of of the things you really want to do. Read funny books. We get too caught up with the heavy dogma and the drama. It's time for all of us to lighten up. Have fun. That's why we're here. It's one of those things. It's one of my main thrusts is to have fun.
Yeah, I guess I have to look into that. I don't have a whole lot of fun. But
yeah, what? Okay, if you had your choice, what would it be that you would do to go have fun? Do you even remember how to spell it?
Yes.
Yeah, it takes you a minute. Now, that tells you how far away you've moved away from what really curls your toes. So my invitation to you is, number one, remember to stand in your light and put your boundaries up. Feel how you will truly feel the, you will feel the difference, let's put it that way. You will truly feel the difference by doing that every day. It makes so much of a shift in your life that when you're out of it is when you know you turn the corner. So you put yourself back in, you visualize yourself back in the corner or back in center of your circle. The next thing I would really highly invite you to do is start writing down lists of things that you really want to do. Remember when you were 8 years old. What did you want to be when you grew up? Remember those dreams. Start thinking and dreaming again and going out and finding those passions. And again, if that means taking some classes, if that means spending hours at the library and learning, go do it. Combine your head and your heart. Then you will start to feel safe because you are taking care of you instead of expecting somebody else to do it, because nobody else is going to do it for you. It's got to come from you. And then the best part of that, then you attract to you the type of person that you want in your life, because then you're ready. You're coming from a place of integrity, of honor, of being centered and totally in your light and feeling totally energized and happy. That's the key. And the only way you're going to do it is truly one step at a time and start making the list. And then the key is not just talking about it, not just thinking about it, not just visualizing, but taking the action behind it. You have to take the action. And you have nothing to lose by taking that action. So hopefully, Mike, that will help.
Yeah, it feels good.
Good, good. And trust me, when you wake up in the morning, you already feel a difference. But just get in the habit every morning, putting your feet on that floor, okay?
Okay, well, thank you very much.
Well, thank you, Mike, for tuning into us tonight here at the Odyssey Program. Please remember to tune us in every Monday night at 8 o'clock Pacific time. So thank you again, and check out both Mike's and my websites if you want more information. And you can check out Diana. She's in Southern California. And Diana, do you have a number or a email where people can reach you?
Yeah, email is diapayne@verizon.net.
So you can always reach Diana that way. You can reach me at CandiaSanders@Yahoo or www.CandiaSanders.com. So check out my website. So Mike, thank you so much. We're getting ready to close up our evening. So thank you for joining us tonight.
Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Have a good week.
Thank you. I appreciate that. You too. So, Diana, thank you, my dear, for joining us. Any other information that you would like to add tonight before we close up the show?
It seems as if the topic sort of kind of went towards power in a sense of how we use our power, if we are powerful. What we're able to affect, what we're able to change, and I think it's our relationship with what we think we're in dominion of that probably is, it feels like the overall question of the evening for everyone is being able to be in charge of one's life and to make it our own. And to do what, you know, if this is a limited engagement, what do we have to lose, as you said?
Oh, absolutely. Dive in with both feet. And
yeah.
But the key is the balance, because we let other people's energies like as with Jocelyn, overwritis. And I'm notorious about it, too. I'm sure not pointing fingers at her in any stretch of the imagination, because as a mom, it happens. And we've got to learn how to create the balance and the boundaries around us, period. And same with Mike. When feeling anxiety, it's because he also didn't have boundaries. So it's not just pandemic with women, it's also with men. We have to learn how to keep our boundaries up so that we are within our own space, so that we are connected to source and to who we are. And of course, to me, it's also very important to stay grounded, because we are in an earthly incarnation. We are here for a reason. We are here to enjoy the sensuous, tactile ecstasy, truly, of being human. We forget about
that. And alive.
Yeah, we think it's so dramatic. It is, but we create the drama. It can be really, really exciting. It can be really fun. But the only way to do it is to keep our focus on that, just like you were talking about earlier, is not focusing on the negative, is keeping the focus on the positive.
Yeah, okay. Makes sense.
Mm-hmm. But once again,
absolutely.
Please give out your information.
Oh, the email is Dipayne, DIPAYNE, at Verizon.net. And thank you for having me.
Oh, well, I thank you for joining us. And again, if anybody wants to have a reading with Diana, you can contact her, and she will give you a reading in relationship to tarot, astrology, moon cycles. She's brilliant with moon cycles. You are. It's wonderful. I love that. So, again, please contact her and check out Mike Schultz and his DVDs on the Sands of Time, because he has got some incredible information in there. And besides, it saves your time reading, you know, the hundreds of books that he had to explore to get to it. And you've got it all right there with the great visual. So please check him out, as well as check out my website at www.candiasanders.com. Or you can reach me at my Yahoo account, CandiaSanders@Yahoo, if you are at all interested in a personalized reading or session. I would love to hear from you. Please stay tuned for programming here at BBS Radio, because Dawn has put together a great lineup of different programs for your listening needs of all different sizes, styles, walks, and colors that should appease any of those people that are out there thinking beyond the norm. And please stay tuned to the Odyssey program here next week at 8 p.m. Western Pacific Time. And we look forward to having you join us by giving us a call, because we are open to phone calls for most of the program. So with those words, have a fabulous week. Enjoy the sunshine wherever you are. If you don't have it, ask for it, because we can all use the little sunshine in our heart. And have a spectacular, glorious, dreaming week. And thanks, Diana, for joining us.
Yes, darling.
Thanks. I will talk to you soon.
Yes.
Have a great one.
Yes.
Bye.